If you live in Alabama, if you live in Louisiana, if you live in Oklahoma, if you live in Missouri, if you live in Kentucky, all those states have similar bills that have been passed recently. What are you going to do when the federales come for your children and when they come for you? It's easy to say that, men are charged plate. We live in a federal union. We have to pay attention to what the court say. The Constitution is clear. Actually, the Constitution is not clear on that. It most certainly is not. As a matter of fact, the Constitution pretty much says the opposite. This is why there was, and I played this at the top of the hour, that clip about nullification and interposition. You know, that wasn't just a half-baked idea that a bunch of radical Virginians came up with. That was James Madison and Thomas Jefferson and John Taylor of Caroline County. That was their idea. They're the ones that went, And it was about the Alien and Sedition Act, if you don't know, which is where we get the greatest discussion and the greatest explanation of what an alien friend is and what an alien enemy is. And why that there, if a sovereign entity has the power to declare one and has obviously the power to declare another or to undo that declaration. Well, I don't want to get into that. Let's talk about the matter at hand here. Here's another headline. This is from LifeSite News. Wait. We got two headlines from LifeSite News today. Pro-family group demands nullification of SCOTUS, that's Supreme Court of the United States, gay marriage decision. I saw this and went, what? Nullification is back? I haven't heard the term nullification since 2011. Better charge, please. I said it last month. You said it, but no one else did. You know, last time we heard any talk about nullifying anything, what was it about? Was it about Obamacare? Well, just tell the Obamacare bots you're not going to do it. Just tell them no. And, of course, the people went, what do they cut our Medicaid off? What do they cut our Medicare off? Yeah, what do they cut Medicare? Well, then, withhold your payments to the federales and don't send members of Congress and the Senate to Mordor. Pretty simple. And if they persist, I'm like, look, we're out. You're not going to tell us what we can and can't do when it comes to guarding and protecting human life. We are not going to allow our citizens or the citizens of any other state to come into this state and murder the soon-to-be born. Now, that's our decision. We're a sovereign state. It does not contravene the laws of your precious union. And if you don't like it, well, then too bad. So, here's the story. On the fourth anniversary of the U.S. Supreme Court's much-disputed Obergefell decision, legalizing same-sex marriage, this is Doug Mainwaring at LifeSite News, legalizing same-sex marriage. Across the land, pro-family activists spoke out against the disastrous decision, which has imperiled religious liberty, faith, and the family. Now, again, let's go over this, because there may be new listeners out there. No law that contravenes the eternal, transcendent, and just law is acceptable. No law. Now, let me repeat that again. An unjust law is not acceptable. You cannot accept it. You cannot act upon it. And if you are bound by it, then you must resist it. Now, I'm going to give you an example here. Mitter, char, please. Not everyone is going to be a martyr. By the by, chat room is open, mikechurch.com/chat. Mike Church Show Information Supercenter. Let me go back to the to cases here on this. Many of the holy martyrs, those that you know that suffered martyrdom, were martyred for what? They were martyred because laws were passed that those martyrs knew were not just. They knew that they contravened transcendent truth, the transcendent law, and the laws of Almighty God, contravened the faith and the exercise of it. And so what did they do? They said no. St. John, or St. Thomas More, said no. St. John, the bishop of Rochester, said no. John the Baptist, for example, said no. The holy martyrs of the early Christian era, St. Lucy and many of the other holy virgins, said no. These were acts of martyr courage against laws, courts, if you will. They had people, they had councils that were running around going like, you can't oppose this law. It was justly passed. The court has ruled and the emperor has issued the edict. You must obey. To which many, as you know, many martyrs said, no, not going to obey. So for those that say there's no precedent for this, there most certainly is. Now, I'm not telling you to go out and make yourself out to be a... whether or not the Trump administration is going to actually order the Injustice Department and the Attorney General to have you executed because you said no to an unjust law. Court's out on that one, I think, but probably not. But this nullification story is encouraging. 4 years ago today, the Supreme Court of the United States imposed homosexual so-called marriage on the nation, said Americans for Truth About Homosexuality founder Peter LaBarbera, who hosted the event. Supreme Court did something that it did not have the authority to do. He's right. It did not have the authority. A court can't say there is no such thing as marriage being only between one man and one woman. Only God can say that. And guess what? Ooh, let me see. Did he? Yes, he did. It's already been said. You can't take it back. This tragic ruling is immoral, unconstitutional, and imperious. It's also unjust. The court does not have a sense of justice properly understood in order to, one, rule, and two, for anyone to obey it. Such as it is, like a bunch of groveling sheep. Alabama, by the by, was the only state that resisted. You remember? Remember? Judge, it wasn't Judge Roy Moore, was it? Who was the guy, the judge that resisted and said, he was the Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court and the highest ranking judicial officer in Alabama and said, I am not going to license or grant the authority to any of our clerks in any of our counties to write homosexual sodomite marriage laws.